So Chelsea Handler, I have never met her before. Don't know, you know, much beyond what is in the media. And again, you were you've been 140 episodes, and did that change the career? Is that something that you wouldn't be where you are had that not happened? Was it that big a thing?
You want to hear what's crazy, Jeff? Is I was supposed to be her sidekick, and I said no to it.
Oh.
So, like, I knew Chelsea. I met Chelsea through John Lovitz. I was opening for John Lovitz, and right. John Lovitz was like, you have to meet Chelsea Handler. She's my only friend on MySpace. And then I went to MySpace, and it was only Chelsea Handler and Tom. And then next thing you know, Chelsea started coming to the shows and opening the shows up, and me and Chelsea just hit it off. We became, like, such great friends, and she pitched that idea to me, and she was just like, I got this deal with E, and we're going to do the show. And I went through every stage, you know, creating and developing and all that. And then all of a sudden, right at the end, I pulled away from it. I said I didn't want to do it. And she cursed me out, man. I wish I would have saved it. But she was like, oh, I don't want to curse, but, you know, F this, F that.
And so she was legitimately angry. She was legitimately angry.
Pissed. Right. She goes, you made the worst effing mistake of your life. Good luck with your effing career.
Oh, no.
F that. Oh, yeah. And then slammed the phone on me.
Oh.
And I didn't think. And then I was working at Nordstrom Rack at the time. I was shelving shoes. And then about 7 months later,
Wait a second. Hold on. You were working at Nordstrom's and you turned down being her sidekick. So wait, you skipped over that. So what was the thought process? Why didn't you want to do it?
I used to do that a lot, Jeff. I knew that I did, because I knew that I wanted to be known for me, and I didn't want to be, you know, if I was going to get something, I wanted it to be my show, and I knew I had the talent to do it. And
that makes, you know, well, that makes sense. That. Yeah.
And you know, there was this other show that I turned down, and everyone was like, why'd you turn that down? And I was like, because I deserve my own special. I didn't want to be part of a theme special. So I remember turning that down and working at Nordstrom Rack too. And I remember it came on Comedy Central, and I was just like, oh, I keep messing up. and then Chelsea's show took off. And I remember sitting there with my ex-wife going, oh, I messed up, man. But I knew it was the right decision. And then about 2 months later, she called me and she put me on the show. And next thing you know, she made me a regular. And I was getting more, I was getting booked more than her regular writers, regulars on the show. She would put me on every week. So, and I just love her. We have a chemistry together, you know, to this day, we're still hanging out, you know, and we love each other.
So that drive and that self-confidence, was that developed? Where the heck did that come from? Because, you know, the way you grew up, you'd think it would be the opposite.
Yeah, I knew, Jeff, that if I would have settled with Chelsea, I wouldn't have pursued my stand-up. And I wouldn't have been, you know, it just wouldn't have happened, because I would have been content. I would have been making all that money 5 days a week, you know what I mean, going to the set and not really thinking about my dream and making my dream happen. I didn't want that. I'd rather be broke and make my dream happen than make that money and letting the dream die. So that was always my mentality. Like, I love stand-up, and I was going to make it happen.
So you say that dream, and at what age did you decide this is what I want to do?
11.
Hold on. At 11? Because you talk about the place in Las Vegas. And what was the actual what was the actual name of the place?
That I used to rent?
No. Where you first started performing?
The Hunt Ridge Theater.
The what?
It was called the Hunt Ridge Theater. It was an old movie theater.
Yeah.
It's in the, if you want crack cocaine, you go to the Hunt Ridge Theater.